Council gave three readings to a bylaw regulating outdoor water use that will provide more specific guidelines for year-round outdoor water use in the city's four-stage watering restrictions. Following last year's conditions at the Phillips Reservoir and the utilization of Stage 3 water regulations in 2023, the city has learned a lot about where it can improve, adapt, and further protect the city's water supply, said Jason Perot, Deputy Director of Public Works, in a news release. We have heard the feedback from the community and internal stakeholders about outdoor water use and are implementing and embedding those changes in this new bylaw. The city laid out key changes in the updated bylaw, as compared to the current version from 2022, include changes to all watering stages. All watering restriction stages. Commercial properties to be regulated the same as residential properties. Provisions to implement water restrictions based on the replenishment of the Phillips Reservoir, not just the overall level of the Phillips Reservoir. Stage 1 and Stage 2 watering restrictions. Maximum of 2 watering hours between 5 a.m. and 10 o'clock or 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. on permitted days. Stage 3 watering restrictions. Maximum of 1 watering hour between 6 a.m. and 8 o'clock or 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Stage 4 watering restrictions. Removal of golf courses, as they are not connected to the city water system for irrigation purposes. Concrete and asphalt plants, water bottling facilities and hydroponic facilities included in list of businesses that would not be permitted to use city water during Stage 4 watering restrictions. By limiting outdoor watering to only 2 hours per day on your property's watering day, we can significantly reduce the amount of water we use in the community and further our focus on water conservation, said Perot. If the new bylaw is adopted by council, watering days will remain the same. Even-numbered properties can water Monday, Thursday, and Saturday, while odd-numbered properties can water Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. Nobody waters on waterless Wednesdays. Residents will still be permitted to water vegetable gardens or edible plants any day of the week under the provisions of the new bylaw. Further, there are permit provisions for new lawns and for landscape companies that have projects started prior to the city moving to an increased stage of watering restrictions. The city says staff continues to monitor the Phillips Reservoir and tributaries feeding into the reservoir to ensure adequate water levels are maintained.